It's B91's Hot Takes.
What is your "the time I overslept and ruined everything" story? Now, I know that you have one. I do not have one. So I chose this question because I know that you have one.
Sure. I have a few of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
One of them, I overslept and missed my grandpa's funeral.
Mm-hmm.
I was supposed to get on a plane and fly up to Salt Lake, and I was awoken by a phone call from my mother and grandmother who were at the airport waiting for me to get off the plane, and I never got off the plane. That was terrible.
Yeah, yeah.
The other time was when I overslept, and then to cover it, I made up a lie and said I passed out. And then I had to go to the doctor, and they put electrodes on my head and everything like that. Like, my parents spent a lot of money on that lie. But I stuck to it.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, it was the weirdest thing.
Even
I passed
now,
out.
Do they know?
I don't know.
All right.
I don't think so.
Okay, cool.
Yeah! Thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Do you think it's true that people really do marry someone like their mom or dad?
I think in a sense.
I'm like your dad in a way.
In a certain way, but I mean.
Right. I am not spiritual like your father.
No, you're not a penny pincher like my father.
No. But I'm weird, and
yes,
so is your dad.
Weird. He was a playwright, like into theater and
Not
into sports, just like you.
Right.
I mean, there are a few similarities. But
right. You are not my mother.
I know.
Not at all.
In the slightest.
Nope. I see.
I'm more like your father.
Yeah.
In some ways.
Well, my dad's pretty hot, too. You should see him in a dress.
Yeah.
He's really got it going on.
But I think there's something to be said about
familiarity.
Yeah, and being attracted to that.
Right. Okay.
What is the most amazing gift anyone has ever gotten you?
I don't know. I don't think about that stuff, man.
I know.
I have no idea.
But think about it now.
I don't know. I can't even remember.
Okay,
gifts.
I will tell you.
What?
One time you got me. For Christmas, this is the stupidest thing. You got me a set of knives. Now, the knives weren't that great. They weren't the most fantastic. They were probably the cheapest knives.
No.
But the cool thing about it was that I had mentioned a few months earlier that I wanted some new knives. So that's what was cool about it, is that you actually listened to me and remembered and got me some knives.
Thank you.
That's the only time you've ever done that.
Thank you, everybody. I remembered it. Girls love that crap.
Yeah.
For some reason.
Because it means you're thinking about us.
I guess. That, like you see on TV and stuff like that.
Or it means you're paying attention to us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently that's a
big
deal.
Girls love that crap. Yeah.
They do. They love that crap.
All right.
You know, like in TV, when a guy goes and she'll have the salad with a blah, blah, blah and a little bit on the side and they get specific.
Right.
And the girl's like, oh my gosh. Like they really love that.
Yes, they do.
I don't care if you notice what I eat. That's...
Okay, but does that mean that you shouldn't care what I do?
No, because apparently it makes you go, ee-ee-ee! And that's a good thing.
That's a good impersonation.
Thank you.
Stay right there. To come right back. More of B92 One's Mikey and the Mrs. Show is headed right for your ear holes.